Chapter 18. It's all right to have a stage me. It's still me. It almost seemed contradictory to have a section about finding your personal niche immediately followed by how different you may appear on stage. Let me explain. My wife watched some of my speeches and videos in disbelief and commented how different I was on stage. I was different on stage to some extent for many reasons. My confidence level had been rising, and I was developing an emerging personality comfortable enough at a podium to send strong messages. All of this is much different from sitting around the dinner table chatting. The stage me is still the real me. I'm not being an actor up on stage. I couldn't be acting and still genuinely believe that my message would effectively relate and connect with the audience. As my confidence continued to soar, I began to reconnect the stage me with the offstage me. I'm sure I've narrowed the gap a little, but there will still most likely be differences. The important point is that it is still me up there. If you remember, I am typically introverted naturally, so I had to work hard on my stage presence to ensure I had the right impact. When I first videotaped myself, I had to ask, "Is that really me?" The answer was always yes. When I received feedback that I looked different on stage or on camera, I was all right with that. It is always fun trying different material and in some cases pushing the limits of my personality to meet audience needs. You need to be comfortable knowing that there may be a different stage you and feel good about the fact that that can still be the real you.